coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. The new Ontario Racing Commission rules regarding preferences has a lot of horsemen south of the border very worried. These new rules give preferences to Canadian-trained or owned horses, or at least those stabled in Canada at the time of the draw in an overnight event. Todd LePage is one such U.S. horseman who does a lot of racing in Canada, and he's concerned with the changes. He's our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Todd LePage is a horseman from upstate New York, not far from us here in Ottawa, and he does a fair bit of racing in Canada, particularly here at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. Todd's very concerned about the new ORC rule changes, particularly Rule 17-10, I guess it is, regarding first preferences to horses stabled in Canada on the day of the draw. Todd, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, one of the interesting concerns you bring forward is that of Americans who have purchased Ontario-bred horses and how they made that purchase on the basis that they wouldn't be necessarily excluded. Now, that seems to be the case the way the rule exists now, and I know that's caused you a great deal of consternation.
Well, yeah, the reason why it does is because Rideau-Carlton's actually our closest track from my home base, which is about an hour and 15 minutes away. And recently I purchased some Ontario bred horses. Being stabled in New York, I mean, there's a lot of New York breds that we could purchase and race anywhere. But I like the Ontario program, and one thing I like about the program is the fact that, like, at Rideau, they give you a 25% allowance overnight. So when you purchase a horse, you get to race a little bit longer in the overnight classes. With this new proposal, like I got a four-year-old Trotton mare. She's a Ontario-bred mare, and the reason I kept her over and didn't sell her is because I figured I'd race her back at Rideau, and I get that extra allowance, and that's a nice thing to go racing overnight and be allowed that allowance, and that option has been taken away from me because of this new proposal.
Sure, and you know, I think that harness racing in particular was the original free trade zone long before there was ever an agreement to that effect. But you know, it is a two-way street, I'm afraid, because if you look at, for example, tracks like Dover Downs, a lot of their classes are written for Delaware owned. Same thing in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken. So you know, obviously, some sort of happy ground might be a bit more preferable. I know you want to see the rescission of the rule entirely. Perhaps maybe a grandfathering might be better. What do you think?
I think that may be better, but I mean, there's other concerns that I also have. In fact, I have a mare right now. She's bred to Majestic Sun, and when I got a Stonebridge Regal on the ground, and both these foals are Ontario bred, and I've had nothing but great things to say about the Ontario Sire Stakes program, and I've raced up there, and the people have treated me very well at all the tracks. But with this new ruling, when I bred those mares, if I would have known it, I would have bred here in New York. So, I mean, grandfathering would give me some time to you know, let these foals grow and have a foal. So that would be, but if they wrote the classes, the American horses could just stay out of those classes, like you're saying. There's Dover-owned races. You just don't put in. It was that way in Quebec. Quebec used to have a program like that where they had Quebec-owned races and they had Quebec-owned stakes. When Montreal was open.
But this is an across-the-board thing, so it really puts a squeeze on American horsemen. In an email you sent to us, you had pointed out some of the economic benefits that U.S. horsemen bring to Canada. Aside from simply racing at our tracks, let's face it, you spend your gas here, hotels, and all that.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to Mohawk, that's a four-and-a-half-hour ship for me, so usually I go up the night before, get a hotel, race the horse the next day. Usually you're in a late race, so you stay that night because you don't want to truck and get home that late. And you know, you have to buy gas because you're on the road, and you got food. You have to buy the Woodbine Entertainment Group insurance. A lot of times we buy purchase tack or vet work, or you know, have a horse shod, and you know, all those things contribute to the local economy. And on top of, we have to buy our ORC license, which now with this new ruling, I mean, I just renewed mine in October because it was my birthday. But they're of no good to me now because of the fact that I'm not going to be allowed to race up there at overnights, and I don't have an Ontario Sire Stakes 2 or 3 year old this year.
Well, being an American, you would appreciate the sting of this, because that pretty much that pretty much amounts to taxation without representation.
Yes, yeah, I guess it would, right?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe there's got to be some fine-tuning. Is there any sort of lobbying you hope to do? Because obviously, you know, it does seem patently unfair, at least, you know, at first blush, to look at the rule the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, the other horse people brought it to my attention, because I used to be on the New York State Harness Horse Breeders Association Board of Directors. And So a couple other horsemen that live along the border called and brought this to my attention, and that's where, you know, I started writing some thoughts down and different things. And I know Hoofbeats has also shown an interest in this article, or doing an article on this also. So it is got a lot of horse people's attention. My thought is, though, RC, I don't know if it was thought all the way through. Because, in my opinion, I mean, it kind of gives them a black eye of saying no to all American horses, and I don't know, you know, how they would feel if it was received the same on across the border the other way, that the Meadowlands or Lexington or those tracks would say, no, we're not going to accept any horse that is not stabled on U.S. soil the day of entry.
Now, I suppose you could game the system, and if you're fairly sure that your horse is going to get in on a given week, you simply stable them for the day of the entry, and away you go. Could you do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a possibility that people could do that, but then you know, you're running into going up and buying, stalls in Ontario, and staying there and, you know, moving a lot of stables because, realistically, I think I'm located closer than, I know Les Cedars has a training center and there's a few other training centers. Besides the guys that are real close to the tracks, I mean, I'm only an hour and 15 ship with crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
So we're only 60 miles away. So I think a lot of the Ontario people that ship in are actually further away from the tracks than we are.
Well, it would appear to put up some borders and put up some walls that might grow, because, as you said, if the Meadowlands and other U.S. tracks were to do the same thing, I'm not sure, what happens when we have a North American Cup, or a Hambo for that matter? I mean, what happens there? I can just see the implications of this being kind of tricky.
Well, I think that the way that the legislation is written is that the stake races are excluded. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's just overnight. But what that also does is, if you got your bigger the people that ship, what they will do is, if they're in an Ontario Sire Stake race and they have an overnight horse, sometimes they'll throw them in because you're there, you're racing, you're at, let's say, Mohawk or Woodbine or even Rideau, you're at one of those tracks. So you got room in the trailer, you throw an extra horse in, so that helps cover the gas and the expenses that go along with, you know, bringing a stake horse.
Sure. Well, let's hope that there is some sort of resolution to this for your sake, and I guess ultimately for Canadian horsemen, because, I mean, I'm not trying to stir the pot here, and I can understand the commission wanting to, protect the Canadian horse people, but I would think our business as a whole is probably too small to afford that kind of protectionism, but we'll see how it shakes down. Good luck in your efforts, Todd.
Yeah, and as far as the Ontario horse people that I've spoke with, they aren't in favor of this either. It's, you know, the guys that I've spoke with around, they're surprised to see this. So, you know, I don't know if there's a pocket of Ontario horsemen somewhere that push for this, but the horse people I've talked to around, like the Rideau area and stuff, they aren't really in favor of this bill. You know, they're welcome to have us go over and race, or at least that's what they're saying anyways. And, you know, when anyone that, you know, has a stallion or the breeding farms or anything like that, they're in favor. If they can get more mares to their stallions, the better for them.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying, and it is a bit of a slippery slope. And as we said, good luck trying to have these rules perhaps amended. We'll see how it goes. Todd LePage, thanks so much for being on Trot Radio. We certainly appreciate your input.
Thanks for having me.